Hi, I'm your host, Megan Whiteside. I'm a lawyer and a mom, and I know how trying to balance the two can leave you feeling depleted and stuck. Are you ready to reframe your mindset, own your power, and set yourself up for success? You're listening to the Mom Life and Law Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life and Law. I'm your host, Megan Whiteside, and today the episode is going to look a little different than most of the episodes I've had so far. So I have thoroughly enjoyed interviewing women each week and bringing you their stories and their passions, their genius, and the lessons they've learned. I have loved it. I have loved every episode, every interview, and I have learned so much over the last 4 months of podcasting. But for episode 20, I wanted to come to you with a bit of reflection, my takeaways from what has been a wild ride and so much more fun and joyful and fulfilling than I ever could have imagined when I started this podcasting journey. So I have been blown away by the women who have agreed to come on the podcast, some of whom have reached out to me wanting to be on the podcast. And I've just had such a fun experience interviewing my friends who I've known for years and learning things about them that I didn't know, and meeting women for the first time and getting to share their story on the podcast, and each of whom have become friends and connections. And I think we're all missing connection right now, and this podcast has turned into an amazing opportunity to foster connection, to build connection. When we can't be together physically, we're doing the best that we can. You know, the next best thing, I think, is sharing real stories, vulnerable stories, lessons, and takeaways to make all of our lives better. You know, I've said from the beginning that my mission with Mom Life and Law is to help lawyer moms thrive. And I really mean that. I need that. I want to thrive. And for the past 4 months, I've been exploring what that means. I certainly don't have all the answers. I never pretended to. I'm basically taking you along on my ride of personal and professional development, self-improvement, and just figuring out what I want out of life. And I know I'm not alone in that. We all are working hard as attorneys, and we all are in the throes of motherhood, different phases of life, right? I have small children. Some of you have even smaller children or infants right now. Some of you have school age kids, high school kids, college kids, or maybe your kids are fully grown and have families of their own. But I think as mothers, there are challenges at each phase. And we often are taking care of everyone else first and meeting the expectations of everyone else first. And I've been on a personal mission to find clarity on what lights my soul on fire and how I can feel happy and joyful and alive and fulfilled. And so the word that I keep coming back to time and time again in all of the interviews that I've done and reflecting on all of the lessons I've learned in doing the podcast just for this short amount of time is that we all find fulfillment when we're living in our true purpose. When what we're doing at work and at home feels purposeful, that we're using our, what I believe, God-given talents, right? You may believe just what the talents that you are born with that are naturally yours. I think we all feel a sense of, of pride and purpose when we're using those talents for good. And for me in particular, I feel the most sense of fulfillment of my purpose when I'm doing something of service. I think that's why I was drawn to the law, right? As lawyers, we serve clients, different types of clients. But at the end of the day, we all serve. I once heard service defined as the joyful expression of connection. And I wish I could remember who said it. I probably should just Google it. But the joyful expression of connection. And I love that concept. I'm an extrovert. I'm a people person. I love meeting new people. I love making connections. I love helping people by introducing them so that they can make a connection that furthers, you know, their goals. And I'm missing connection right now in the pandemic. You know, we have Zoom, we have the phone, we have the internet, we have social media, you know, we have podcasts. We can try to replicate that connection, but there's nothing that quite replaces that in-person connection. Then I'm drawn to it. I'm drawn to serving others. And what I didn't realize with this podcast when I started is that this would end up feeling like service in a way that I could make joyful connections, both personally and for all of you. Each woman that I've brought on this podcast has shared something so valuable that we all can learn from and benefit from. And being able to use this platform to make those connections for you, to give you the opportunity to connect with women you wouldn't otherwise meet, that has been just amazing. Amazingly fulfilling, amazingly joyful, and I promise you I'm going to keep doing it. I'm having too much fun. And there weren't many things I could say when I started this podcast in October of 2020 that I called fun or joyful. So thank you for coming along on this ride with me. And thank you to all of the women who have come on the podcast so far, who are scheduled to be on the podcast, and, you know, to those of you who will reach out in the future. I thank you. I am so grateful that you've been part of this journey. And when I reflect back on the last, you know, 19 episodes before this, what stands out to me is that each of the women who shared their story are living in their purpose, right? They are striving for fulfillment by using their natural talents and strengths for good. In early 2020, and I think I mentioned this in episode one, I read the book The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. I read it, you know, before the pandemic, early 2020. And he details this concept called the zone of genius. And I wanted to read a little bit of it for you because it relates to finding your true purpose and using your unique abilities to accomplish that. And it really, the reframe for me after reading that book and then seeing how it shows up, those concepts show up time and time again, and especially during this podcast, I thought you might benefit from it. So he defines the zone of genius in this way: liberating and expressing your natural genius is your ultimate path to success and life satisfaction. Your zone of genius is the set of activities you are uniquely suited to do. They draw upon your special gifts and strengths. Your zone of genius beckons you with increasingly strong calls as you go through life. The call to genius is the name I've given to these inner promptings. So your zone of genius are those set of activities you are uniquely suited to do. And the lawyers and non-lawyers or recovering lawyers who have all come on this podcast, they've each shared something so different, but something that they are so uniquely suited to do. You know, think about yourself and your talents and your strengths, right? What lights your soul on fire? What is electrifying? What do you feel naturally good at that doesn't feel like work, that comes easily to you and is joyful? If listening to this podcast and reflecting on that helps you to find ways to work in your zone of genius or live in your zone of genius, I think that's how you're going to fulfill your purpose and just feel that sense of satisfaction, fulfillment, and hopefully get to a point where you say, I am thriving amidst all of the chaos, right? Even if most of your circumstances don't change, can you do something within your zone of genius? Even if it's just a little something, and see how that makes you feel, right? Let's look back on the women who have shared their stories with us, right? Vaughn was my first interview in episode 2. She worked at a big firm. She worked in-house. She was good at what she did, but it didn't light her soul on fire. And now in her consulting work and her coaching work, she's really tapping into her power to make an impact and empowering other women to make an impact, to work for equity in this country and in the world. And just hearing her talk about it, you can see it lights her soul on fire. You can hear it, right? Even if you can't see her. And Boomi in episode 3, who started Atlas Book Club. I mean, she's still practicing as a lawyer and has this whole business where she's passionate about getting diverse children's books into our home libraries. And she's found a way to do that on a large scale. I mean, listening to that episode, I can't help but smile. Her energy, her positivity, her joy is contagious because she is doing something in her zone of genius. She's uniquely suited to do this, to take on this project. And it's a joy to watch her do it and to listen to her talk about it. You know, Lori in episode 4 saw a problem. How do we as lawyer moms come back from maternity leave and actually thrive at work? And she came up with a solution and with Mindful Return has expanded from beyond lawyer moms to working parents, men and women, approaching parental leave mindfully and their approach back to work after baby so that they can thrive. It's amazing. I've known women who have done her program. I now am seeing firms offer her program as a benefit. How amazing that she took an idea, acted on it, and she's doing the work. I'm blown away, right? And then BGT, Brittany Gale Thomas, where she talked about all of the transformations that she's gone through, that time and time again, she's faced difficulties and she never lets it get her down. She creatively finds a way to transform and really now is acting in a way to serve others, right? To serve attorneys of color with the Color of Excellence, the nonprofit she started. It's amazing to see someone who's faced adversity to transform in a way to serve other people and to hear her talk about it, right? Clearly, this is her zone of genius. Vanessa, talking about strengths coaching, I mean, you heard me talk about the benefits that she's brought to my life, but helping all of us see how to use our strengths for good and being able to help coach people through that. It's so much fun to watch her work. It was so much fun to benefit from her coaching. And I love how, you know, she was in litigation. She has worked at a law school and she's taken this transformation to what she is uniquely suited to do as a strength coach. Neha in episode 7 with Jen Lead Belong Lab. I mean, she has an amazing career, you know, an amazing resume for her legal career. But she saw a need that diversity, equity, and inclusion will only work if there's true belonging. And to hear her speak and just what I know about her life's work, it absolutely lights her soul on fire. She is on a mission to make lasting change in not only the legal community, but in organizations across different industries. And Radiance, who has started her own IP law firm, Radiance IP Law, and the way that she, I love how she titles a lot of her projects as that she's a boss, and she recognizes it and she owns it, and she's excelling in solo practice and unapologetically, right? And shared with us lessons on setting boundaries and delegating, really, so that she's employed that in her practice so she can work in her zone of genius. I mean, don't you see the message comes up time and time again? These women have identified what they're great at, and they've identified what it takes to do it, and the bravery that they've shown, and just the amazing example that they've given us, all of us, of what's possible. Oh, I'm so grateful for it. And going through with Iffy in episode 9, I love how she spoke about being true to who she is, being authentic, and being bold about it. And as a law firm owner, the way that she wants to attract her ideal client is to be unapologetically herself. And to show that kind of courage in the practice of law when most of us are used to kind of a buttoned up legal community where we have to act a certain way and talk a certain way and market ourselves a certain way. If you follow Iffy on social media or have seen any of her law firm, you know, marketing, it's so creative and so different than most law firms, almost every law firm I know. There are very few women law firm owners who are so bold as she is, and just, she loves the work she does for estate planning and helping women, you know, really build legacies, and she's doing that unapologetically as herself in her zone of genius. And Krista, where she shared her journey to beginning her blog, Recovering Superwoman, for her, you know, just what are seemingly insurmountable difficulties and traumas. And she has found a way not only to heal, but to thrive, and now is on a mission to help other women who have gone through difficulties to thrive. And being able to show all of us that example of, she's an amazing in-house lawyer. She loves her work. She's passionate about that work, but she's found really her true gift and her genius on a way that she can serve other women. And I just am blown away, right? Liz came on and talked about how she adapts to any situation she's faced with, right? She loves litigation. She loves teaching. And she finds a way. Teaching is an act of service, right? And no matter what situation she was in, she adapted to find a way to continue to serve and find new ways to teach and to reach people who are passionate about litigation to help them in their journey. Not everyone's suited to be a teacher. And I love that Liz owns that that's something she's great at. And she's going to adapt and find a way to be able to continue to do it. And Heather, with her concept of simple courage and basically stopping a company that was very successful because she wanted to live in her zone of genius. Heather really is the one who turned me onto this concept and encouraged me to read The Big Leap. And so I thank Heather for that because it's changed my life. But she's living it, right? Actually living and working in your zone of genius takes courage. because it is being true to yourself, which is often being vulnerable. Authenticity is not easy. And Heather is an example of doing something either scary or uncomfortable every day, because that's how she knows how to thrive. That's how she's going to get to her, to fulfilling her life's purpose. And, you know, seeing what she's doing with Simple Courage with her new company, it's an example of courage that I needed and that I think that many people will benefit from. And I'm so grateful that she's shared all of that with us. Sarah Nell, sharing her journey from being at the top of her game in big law, in litigation, leading a team, doing well, to leaving the practice of law to start her coaching business. That takes courage. And she explained doing that was so that she could be true to herself, making a radically authentic choice, focusing on what her true gifts are and her true passion and what lights her soul on fire. I love examples like that where women are brave enough to make that kind of leap and show us that it's possible to thrive on the other side of it. And Kristen, with her amazing drive to fight for justice, both as a prosecutor and now as a civil attorney fighting for the victims of sexual violence, she honors what's important in life with such clarity. And I think that's her genius, right? And she honestly shared about the struggles in doing that, both at work and at home, and how balance doesn't really exist, but that by focusing on what's important, she's able to hone in on what she's good at and what she can offer at work and at home. I loved the way that she approached that and what she shared with us. Sari encouraged all of us to believe I am amazing, we are amazing, but talk about somebody who's amazing. She is coaching lawyers to be successful in the courtroom by being themselves. And her ability to connect, to help lawyers connect with jurors, which those of us in litigation, that's no easy feat. She's found a way to do it so naturally, and she does it in her unique style. That example that she gave us of living and working in her zone of genius, I've benefited from it by being in her coaching program, and I hope you loved her episode, because I absolutely adore her and her example of just true vulnerability and authenticity, and showing how she's been able to thrive by just being herself and doing her life's work, which she's uniquely suited to do. Christy, with her example of over 20 years as a prosecutor, to then leave the practice of law to be a parenting coach, to go through that certification, and to now serve other parents. I've benefited from every conversation I've had with Christy about parenting, about life. Just, she has such wisdom and clarity, and she's able to explain things really with kindness, which I think we all need when we're struggling with something as parents. Just on paper, going from a prosecutor to a parent coach, it doesn't necessarily make logical sense, but when you talk to her or when you listen to her, to hear how she really followed what was on her heart, what she was uniquely suited to do. I love that example. With Megan and her just passion and commitment to encourage women lawyers to start law firms, to go solo or to join with a partner, to have that independence in the practice of law. And she shared her why behind it. Right? She's a passionate criminal defense attorney who believes in her work. And you can tell just by listening to her tell her story that she has found her true calling. She's doing what she's uniquely suited to do. And she's encouraging all of us to do the same. That those of us who want to practice in a way where we can do what we're uniquely suited to do, where we can follow our passion and our purpose. I love it. And Carice, the lawyer turned life coach, you know, you've heard me talk about it throughout the last several episodes, but just that power to recognize that the brain lies and our thoughts are not always reality. That we are thinking things about a neutral circumstance, that we have the power to change those thoughts, which can change the way we feel about our circumstance, which can change our action, whether we act or don't act. And that really can get the results that we want, to frame it in a way that we can thrive and we have the power to make a difference, even if none of our circumstances change. And I love how she was in a big law, not thriving, looking for the answer. And when she found it in life coaching, she then was determined to help other women. And now she serves lawyer moms to help them thrive. How amazing to take that journey and really that risk to go from practicing law to being a practicing life coach and really being able to have an impact. And Jabeen, my dear friend Jabeen, I think her interview spurred a lot of my reflection, really, which turned into this episode with just taking the time to reflect on life and our experiences and what went well and what didn't go well, and really to take those lessons and use them to serve our purpose going forward. So I thank you all for coming on this journey with me. I'm just getting started, and I hope that you're enjoying the podcast. If you haven't left a review, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I'd love to hear from you. And if any of you want to share your story on the podcast, if you want to continue in this line of women who have been real and vulnerable and authentic, and you have something that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a message on Instagram or Facebook, or you can email me at info@momlifeandlaw.com. And, you know, I've talked a lot about connection in this episode, and I've got some big things coming that I'm going to get to announce soon, but I'm taking it beyond the podcast. I think that really, if we can form connections as lawyer moms, that's going to help us thrive. So stay tuned. I can't wait to share what I'm working on with you. And thank you so much for listening. Until next week, take care. Lawyer moms, we made it through another episode of the Mom Life and Law podcast. I'm so glad you're here. If today's episode resonated with you, I ask that you share it with another lawyer mom in your life. And if you haven't already done so, please leave a rating and review in your podcast app of choice. Until next week, remember, you are more than enough. You have a superpower that this world needs, and you are the perfect mother to your children, flaws and all. Take care.